This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. If you haven't read books by this year's Nobel Prize winner for literature, don't worry. Neither is the chairman of the National Endowment for the Arts or the head of the National Book Foundation. The winner announced today is French writer Jean-Marie Gustave Le Clézio. He's written dozens of books, but many were never translated into English or out of print here. The Swedish Academy honored him as an author of new departures, poetic adventure, and sensual ecstasy, and praised his focus on the environment, especially the desert. Le Clézio was raised in France, but he's lived in Africa, New Mexico, and among Indians in the Panamanian forest. Le Clézio was 23 when he published his first novel in 1963. The book was Le Procès Verbal, in English, The Interrogation. Antoine Compagnon, a professor of French literature at Columbia University, tells us how that book came to be published.
The story is quite famous because he sent the manuscript anonymously to Gallimard, perhaps the most important French publisher in Paris. And this manuscript was immediately accepted. The book was published and received one of the important literary prizes.
I've heard his early works described as being more experimental in form and that his later works are more traditional. Maybe the themes are not traditional, but the form itself.
Yes. There are really two periods, one which is, let's say, the 60s and 70s, when his work is more experimental with fewer characters and more about language and perhaps melancholy also. And then there's a second period which has more to do with traveling and exoticism, I would say.
That seems to be one of the things that the Academy favored in granting him this prize. I mean, they call him a nomad, a citizen of the world. How does that reflect itself in his books?
I'm sure it's more for his second period than for the first period that he was awarded the Nobel Prize, I'm sure. Because in many of his later books, which have to do with young adolescent heroes in quest of themselves, he has been for many years interested in South American civilizations. And let's say in broad terms, identity and the other.
It sounds like a number of his works talk about civilizations outside the West, certainly in Latin America. He spent a lot of time there in Africa.
Yes.
And it sounds like the Academy was focusing on that. It talks about his work beyond and below the reigning civilization. Do you think they're trying to send a message with this choice?
Well, they're probably trying to say that this is literature written in French. But it certainly doesn't correspond to the French canon of French literature. And the image of a non-typically Western French writer, it could appeal to the Nobel Academy.
Mr. Le Clézio's works are largely out of print in this country, not very well known. Would there be one book of his in particular that you would steer readers to if it were available?
I still favor the first books, I must say, Le Procès Verbal, The Interrogation, or a book called War, La Guerre, War, which was published in the late 60s or early 70s. These are more difficult, these books. They are, as we said, they are more experimental, and so you won't find characters that you will identify with easily as in the second period of his style, and they are, let's say, at the limit between novel and poetry.
Well, Mr. Compagnon, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
That's Antoine Compagnon, professor of French literature at Columbia University, speaking about the winner of the Nobel Prize for Literature, Jean-Marie Gustave Le Clézio.